This is episode 257, How to Go from Overwhelm to Ease, Transforming Work-Life Balance with Boundaries, Part 2. This is a follow-up to Part 1, which was last week's episode. And if you haven't already listened to it, you should probably do that. I'm so glad I split this into two episodes. Who knew? I had so much to say about work-life balance and building healthy boundaries at work. In that last episode, I shared some specific client examples of how their lives were before they set some limits with themselves and others in order to transform their work-life balance. It got a little long, so I decided to share the rest in this episode, which has much more concrete tips you can use. But before I go into those, I'm still celebrating my 5-year podcasting anniversary, which was March 18th, 2024. And to celebrate, I'm going to be doing a couple of giveaways. All of the info I'm about to share with you is in the show notes, so don't worry if you don't have something to write on at the moment. The first thing everyone will get who enters the contest is called Feelings Decoded, a toolkit for understanding and managing your emotions. I created this because it's feelings that stop people from taking the actions they want in order to live their lives the way they really desire. This toolkit is a way for you to learn how to deal with your feelings so that they're not so overwhelming. And if you don't really understand what the fuck feelings are, this packet is also for you. This way, your feelings are not going to stop you from doing what you know you want to do with your life. I compiled the toolkit over the years from various sources, and I just had it redesigned by my virtual assistant. So it's really beautiful and even more user-friendly. And you will get it free if you enter my contest. There will also be one lucky winner who gets a free 1-hour coaching session with me, which is a $275 value in money, though the value could actually be priceless to you because you could just have a major transformation that sometimes happens in just 1 hour with many of my clients. So here's what you need to do. And again, this will all be listed in the show notes. I want you to think about what is your favorite episode of my podcast. And then I want you to share about that. And there are 3 ways you can do that that will count for the contest. No matter which of these 3 ways you choose, you'll need to email me with evidence that you've done it, barb@higherpowercc.com. So option 1, do a 5-star Apple podcast review and mention your favorite episode and why it's your favorite. Option 2, do a 5-star review on Good Pods, mention your favorite episode and why it's your favorite episode. And option 3, promote your favorite episode on social media and tag me. Now, again, all this is in the show notes. No matter how you do it, pick any one of these 3 ways, but you have to send me a screenshot to my email, barb@higherpowercc.com. If you don't send me a screenshot, you won't get the Feelings Decoded toolkit, and you won't go into the drawing for the free 1-hour coaching session. Even if you're doing the social media post and you tag me, you still have to email me because it's through email that you're going to be put into the drawing. Now, remember, that's a free Feelings Decoded, a toolkit for understanding and managing your emotions for everyone who enters. And 1 lucky winner will be drawn to receive a 1-hour coaching session. That winner will be drawn on Friday, March 29th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. I will be doing Instagram Live, and I will be talking about feelings and processing feelings. So if you're interested, make sure you put that on your calendar and show up. And make sure to get your Feelings Decoded toolkit. The winner of the free coaching session does not need to be present at the Instagram Live, but it would be really cool if they were there. Okay, here we go. Last week, I promised I'd share some concrete things that you can do to set boundaries at work. Talking about boundaries at work would not be complete without addressing the dreaded email. I cannot tell you how many fucking times I hear from people about how fucking stressed they are because their boss keeps emailing them at 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. So first, I want to say that just because somebody emailed you in the middle of the night or over the weekend, that doesn't mean they expect you to respond as soon as possible. Some people work at odd hours. I am one of those people. And we're going to write the emails when the stuff is on our minds. It doesn't mean you have to respond. And even if the person does expect you to respond as soon as possible, you get to decide whether you're going to do that or not. That's a choice that you get to make. Even if you have been emailing them back first thing in the morning or at night or on the weekend for 15 years, you can change your ways. Now, there will be consequences to you changing your ways for sure, and hopefully all those consequences will be positive in that you will actually not work on weekends and be present for your family or friends when you're not at work. It could also be that somebody could get pissed off or that you could lose your job. Those are possibilities too. But you decide whether or not it's worth it to have a job that stresses you the fuck out because you're getting emails at all hours of the day and night and you're responding to them. If you decide that you're going to continue responding to emails at all hours, then know this. You are choosing that. It is a choice you're making. It may not feel like a choice because the options are shitty. Either answer the emails when they come in or lose my job. Maybe that's what you're telling yourself. Those are two options, but there could be other options in between. I want you to consider that there are likely more than two options. That's actually called black and white thinking when you only perceive two options like that. The reason I want you to understand that this is a choice you're making is that there's a freedom in understanding that you're making a choice. I know for me, when I feel compelled or like I have to do something, I have a lot more resistance than when I feel like I'm choosing it. So part of the freedom of realizing this is a choice is that you get to stop bitching about it. You get to stop complaining about it. You get to stop complaining about your boss and blaming your boss or your colleagues or whoever it is that's emailing you. Because this is you doing this to yourself. Now, a client of mine who ended up quitting her toxic workplace was in this very situation. Her boss would constantly email over the weekend. She'd make all kinds of demands for the upcoming week, and then she'd also change things up constantly. So if my client wasn't reading up on the emails, she wouldn't know what the fuck was going on. This was in a service industry, and it was really, really difficult. And after working with me for a bit, my client finally decided one weekend, you know what? I'm turning the email notifications off. Now, it was very difficult for her, but she did it. I helped her work through it. We had to think through ahead of time how to handle the emotions that came up. And I gave her some things to say to her boss on Monday morning, which I'll share in a moment. Now, if you're going to change your ways midstream like my client did, you can either just stop looking at emails over the weekend and non-work hours and respond in the morning when you sign on and say nothing to your coworkers, let them figure it out, or you can say, I will no longer be responding to work emails outside work hours. You get to decide which of those options feels better. So let's say your boss says to you, why didn't you respond over the weekend? You can say something like, I responded on Monday morning, or I responded when I read it. Now, it's going to be uncomfortable to have these conversations if you've never had them before, and there's no way around that discomfort. That's just the facts. And if you need help with having difficult conversations, I just did an episode on that 2 weeks ago. So go back and listen to that for all kinds of pointers on how to not just have the difficult conversation, but how to prepare for it. Because you can do all kinds of prep that will make it way the fuck easier. If you really need support with that difficult Monday morning conversation with your boss, I highly recommend you bookend your Monday morning with someone who's emotionally supportive of you. You could also work with a professional like myself or a therapist to help you build skills and setting limits with others, having difficult conversations, realizing that you actually have way more choices than you thought. You get to have the kind of emotional support you need when implementing changes like this, because it's the emotions that stop us from setting limits with others, or even from setting limits with ourselves and from having difficult conversations. So I did mention that client ended up leaving that toxic workplace. She just quit. She just basically was like, that's it. I'm done. She couldn't fucking take it anymore. And she is to this day completely delighted at the fact that she made that decision and has no regrets whatsoever. And she did not have something in place, but it was so fucking toxic that she just couldn't handle it. Okay. The top two questions I get from people when they learn I'm a boundaries coach are, one, how do I deal with the guilt and shame? Two, what do I do with people's pushback behaviors when I set a boundary with them? Now, it's often the pushback behaviors they get from other people that creates the guilt and shame, but sometimes we are filled with our own guilt and shame, even when there are no pushback behaviors, because we just feel shitty that we get to ask for our needs or that we get to set limits with people. Now, that's not what this particular episode is about, so I won't go into that here. But getting the emotional support you need to help you manage what you're going to do and how you're going to follow through when you've decided to set a boundary with someone is a really good idea. Okay, another thing that I've recommended clients do as they start to build healthy boundaries at work is that they get two separate phones, one for their personal life and one for their work life. It really depends on the kind of job you have. But if your colleagues are constantly texting you and it's on your personal phone, it's a lot more difficult to ignore that than if you have a work phone, which you can set aside outside work hours. It's a lot easier to ignore it when it's a separate phone that's been set aside than if you keep getting text messages on your personal phone. Now, I personally am not a fan of sharing text phone numbers with clients and colleagues if you can possibly help it. And if you do, then let them know what's okay to text you about and what's not. This is another way to set limits that promote work-life balance. I know I've mentioned here previously, but it seems relevant to share again that when I first started a part-time job, the owner would text me to give me instructions for what to do at work. And I'd respond to say, please email this to me and I'll attend to it when I get to the office. Now, I had to do that a number of times, like at least 10, before he finally got it. I was like a broken record with him. I didn't cave in or give up. I also eventually spoke with him and verbally said, listen, if you have something urgent that you need a response from me right away, then go ahead and text me. But if you're just giving me information or requesting that I do something, that needs to go in an email so I can attend to it when I'm actually on the job. Here's the thing, people. We teach people how to treat us. We are always teaching people how to treat us. And sometimes we're teaching them, just keep treating me the same way. Just keep treating me the same way. Just keep treating me the same way you always have. So if you keep responding outside of work hours, then they're going to keep expecting that you respond outside of work hours. Now, I specifically told the owner that expecting me to do stuff outside work hours was unrealistic. Setting limits like that can be a lot easier when you have a part-time job rather than a full-time job. But if you're an hourly worker and not salaried and you're not getting paid outside work hours, then you shouldn't feel like you have to respond to email or text messages outside of work hours. Another thing that happens for a lot of my clients is that they help their colleagues all the time. I did this too, all the time. And they put aside their work to help other people. And then their work doesn't get done because they're at the beck and call of their colleagues. So one suggestion I have is making a rule for yourself where you no longer help anybody else with their work until your work is done. One way to implement that is to just make the change. Another is to say to people, I have a new rule. I only help other people with their stuff when my stuff is done, and I'm not done with my stuff. So I can either let you know when I am, or you can try me back later. You are not harming people by no longer assisting them with their work or no longer doing their work for them. When you stop providing help to someone, you are not harming them. I understand that you may feel badly, but you have got to be willing to put up with a certain level of discomfort for a while when you're changing your behavior. Whether you're changing your behavior by, for example, taking care of your health in ways you never did before, or you're changing your behavior and building healthy boundaries at work. When you make a change, it's going to be different and unfamiliar. There's going to be a certain level of discomfort with that. But if you are not willing to put up with the discomfort of not knowing how things are going to go, of having new feelings you've never had before, then you're not going to get the rewards on the other side of the new change. You're not going to get the new healthy body if it's healthy behaviors you're implementing. You're not going to get the new healthy boundaries with all kinds of freedom if you don't learn to manage the discomfort. Now, speaking of what you're going to get from building healthy boundaries, what most of my clients only think about when it comes to building healthy boundaries is how fucking shitty it's going to be when they have to tell people about the boundary and how difficult it's going to be to manage their emotions and all that stuff. And that is part of the process for sure. Learning how to manage all that stuff is where I come in. I help you with all that kind of stuff. But what they don't pay attention to is the benefits of not having to do other people's work, of not having to be at your boss's beck and call, of being able to be at a family event and being present and not distracted and enjoying yourself and having fun and not being torn in 15 different directions at the same time, and to be able to sleep at night because you haven't been responding to emails at all different hours. Because there's such a focus on the shitty parts of boundary building. So I created a tracking sheet for my clients because I wanted them to start being able to track this stuff. I call it the Gift of Boundaries tracking sheet. There are three columns. One is, what was the situation and the boundary? Two, what was the immediate benefit or benefits of the boundary? And three, the key is this third column. What are the long-term benefits of this boundary being in place? Because that is something people don't tend to think about. And for most people, the long-term benefits are having a lot more freedom, a lot more peace, and a lot more calm in their lives because they have agency in their lives. Well, we always have agency. We always have control over our lives. But we often don't perceive ourselves as having control over our lives. Here's another way to transform your work-life boundaries by setting boundaries with your boss when they're trying to give you way too much work that you just can't handle. The best way to do that is to put the onus on the boss. You might say something like, I can see this is important to you. Can we look at my priorities together since there's a lot going on right now and I want to make sure things are done well? I'll either need to put this aside or you'll have to put someone else on this or something else will have to come off my plate. Something is going to have to shift. If you do that, the responsibility is on the boss for making the decision. I actually never thought of doing that kind of thing in the past. It just wasn't an option for me. So I hope that me suggesting it to you makes it an option for you. Now, if your boss tells you you're just going to have to figure it out, then you get to decide what the priority is going to be. And if they insist that you have to get all of the things done, then you get to decide whether you're going to do all the things, but at 80%, or maybe you're going to do 80% of them to completion, or maybe you're going to kill yourself to get all of them done at 100%. And if you're going to do that, again, this is a choice you have made. The bottom line here is that you get to live a life of ease and comfort and pleasure and peace and serenity. You get to have that if that's what you want. And if it is what you want and you haven't got it, then you get to start building healthy boundaries in your life. So drop me a line, barb@higherpowercc.com, so we can talk. So you can stop being overwhelmed and create work-life balance that feels good to you. If you're ready to finally have an enjoyable, relaxing summer doing things you really want to do, instead of always following other people's agendas, I have some openings for private clients right now. If you are really tired of saying yes to things you really don't want to do and being overly accommodating to others, this is for you. It's time to start accommodating yourself. Maybe you're dissatisfied with your relationships and overwhelmed with all kinds of difficult feelings because of your interactions with others. If you'd like to get your life in order before the summer hits, go to barbchat.net and sign up for a free 30-minute call with me about my private coaching so we can get started right away. That way, you'll be done by summer. This is for people who are finally ready to make deep, lasting changes in their relationship patterns, including their relationships with themselves, their partners, family, friends, and colleagues. Go to barbchat.net. If you like this podcast, and I'm guessing you did, or you wouldn't still be listening, then you're gonna love the other things I have to offer. If you'd love pre-release podcast scripts and episodes before anyone else gets them, or if you'd love access to content from my private vault that I developed exclusively for my private clients, which is like having a work session with me without me actually being there, go to patreon.com/higherpowercoaching. There are three tiers ranging from as low as $4 up to $24 a month. You'll also love my weekly newsletter, Friday Fragments, which has content very similar to the podcast. You can check it out at fridayfragments.news. That's fridayfragments.news. Please like and subscribe to my podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. I'd also love it if you'd leave a review, which you can do either in the show notes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find my podcast so they can get the benefits you've gotten from listening. If someone came to mind when you listened to this particular episode, please share it with them. And my favorite place to hang out on social media is Instagram. I'm at Higher Power Coaching. Please DM me there. I'd love to hear what you got from this episode. I run group and private coaching programs on building healthy boundaries. Whether you need help with boundaries in your personal, professional, or romantic life, I can help. Head on over to barbchat.net, where you can hop onto my calendar for a free 30-minute Better Boundaries consultation. My ideal client is someone who is ripe
for change. If that's you, I would love to work with you. My goal with all my work is to help you make lasting changes in your life like I've made deep, lasting changes in my life. Remember, it's never too late to recover. No one is beyond hope, and healing is possible. Thanks for listening.